Welcome to the first ever episode of Pixels, Polygons, and Fun, a video game podcast where we talk about anything under the video game sun. I am your host, Raging Gingy. Along with me is my fantastic co-host, Mr. Pegasus. Pegasus, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. I'm here for the first episode of this beautiful podcast.
I know. We've been talking about it for a hot minute now, so it's exciting that we're finally getting to it.
And this idea in terms of this concept of a podcast and name has been in the back of my mind for months.
I've been wanting to do one myself for quite a while now. I've been lazy.
And then when we did the Anarceus and Trust Up episode, we came together and this happened.
Right. So if you're a fan of Pokemon, go check that podcast out. But this is Pixels, Polygons, and Fun, where we're here to talk about video games mainly. So yeah. being the first episode, obviously the quality won't be perfect. So I ask that you guys kind of give us a little bit of slack.
First time editing a podcast,
right? So I will get better over time. But that being, I appreciate it, buddy. But with that said, let's go ahead and get into the show, and let's start with some news.
Yes, I see. Good news, everyone!
All right, and the first one we have today is, I found this earlier, did you know, Mr. Pegasus, that there is a Nintendo Switch controller coming out that's getting a GameCube style controller for it?
I did not know until you told me before the show started. Very
right. If you're a Smash player, Hori has announced that three new style or GameCube style controllers for the Nintendo Switch are coming out. The controllers are themed after Mario, Zelda, and Pikachu, and they are set for release in October. And they'll run about 2,980 yen. I think that's currency name. But about $27. But unfortunately, right now there is no plan of them being released outside of Japan.
I mean, to be honest, I imagine any hardcore Smash fan will roast me, but I never liked using the GameCube controller for Smash.
Oh, dude, that kills me. I'm best using the GameCube controller. I can't do the pro controller. I am interested, since we're on the topic of...
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was about to say, I'm looking forward to Smash Bros. Ultimate for the Switch coming out, because I'm curious how the controller with just a Joy-Con is going to work out.
Yeah, I was wondering if you'll be able to play with like a single Joy-Con.
I believe so. I know there's been some demos for it, to my knowledge, but even then, I think they only used a pro controller.
Okay, so anyway, yeah, I never really liked using the game controller that much. I actually think besides when I played Melee, I tried it for the time on a newer Smash game yesterday, and I didn't like it.
I get you. Well, did you play a lot of Melee?
My first Smash game was Brawl, and I had it as a kid, and I played with the horizontal Wiimote. And that's how I learned to play.
And so who was your main in Brawl?
I don't remember who my main in Brawl was. I was a small child.
You would think you have memory of that. Brawl was a pretty good game, in my opinion.
I don't think I had a main. I'm sure I used Pokemon Trainer a lot, because Pokemon Trainer was a cool character, because I could play as three separate Pokemon.
I get you. I mainly used Kirby, because I would make the opponent not so happy by spamming the high taunt.
My current Smash main when I play now, because I own the 3DS version, is Pikachu.
Pikachu is pretty good, dude.
Yeah, but now I play Smash when I play on the Wii U. I play it with the gamepad. That's how I...
Well, that's pretty solid, because I know you can use the 3DS as a controller, if my memory serves right.
Yeah, but I think the game is better. I didn't get the 3DS version until recently. I had the Wii U version that came out.
Well, at some point, we definitely need to link up and play some rounds of Smash.
Do you have the 3DS version?
I do indeed.
Well, then, heck yeah, we should.
Well, definitely after this podcast, we will.
Yeah.
But anyway, the next story that I came across is, you know about Xbox Game Pass, right? Kind of like the Netflix style of video games.
It's kind of like PS Now, if I remember correctly. Right.
It is. But there are 6 games that are leaving the Game Pass on July 31st. So hopefully we get this podcast up in the next few days. But the games that are leaving Game Pass are Dirt Rally, Limbo, Overcooked, Pharaonic? I think I'm pronouncing that right. I could be mistaken. So Many Me, and Ultratron. And you saw the...
I haven't heard of any of them, so it doesn't really affect me much.
I mean, I played a little bit of Limbo, and I've seen a lot of stuff about Overcooked, but just as a side note, from the date that we're recording this episode, which is the 28th of July, you still have 3 days to download those games, and once you download them, you get to keep them. But however, after the 31st, they are gone. We're good.
Wow.
At least until they re-add it again. But yeah, I mean, I played Limbo a little bit on my iPad. It's one of those.
So here's a little brief tangent story, because Xbox Game Pass made me think of PS Now. I am not the most monetarily privileged, so
right
back when PS Now was a thing on the PS3, I used to like make a bunch of like fake PSN accounts so I could keep getting the free trial of PS Now.
I don't.
I played Sonic.
You played what?
Sonic Generations and Mega Man 10.
Oh, speaking of Mega Man, I want to play that on the Switch. But no, I mean, I miss the good old days with the 360 with the license transferring. But that is personally with me. And then our final news, I guess if you want to call it news, Fortnite obviously is immensely popular. Yeah, I know, right? Fortnite already in the first episode. I came across this on New York Post that the title alone grabbed my attention. The video game that ate my kids.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Media, stop, please.
Obviously, we all know what Fortnite is. It's a battle royale. I like it, but...
It's a good time waster.
Oh yeah, certainly. And I can see where it's popular with the kids. And I can understand where it can be a problem with these kids. But personally with me, I mean, if the parents are going to complain so much about these kids playing this game, you know, for it getting in the way of their chores and, you know, schoolwork, all that kind of crap, then I don't know, why don't you just put your foot down and don't let them play it. I mean,
agreeing with you would mean submitting my very much against limits on video game time for children, but I mean, I guess I see where you're coming from.
I mean, it's good for one thing to set aside time, you know, to let your kid, okay, you have an hour to play, something like that. But if it gets to the point where it interferes with their regular stuff, I mean, when I was a small child, obviously, I played video games. My mom took my shit away if I wasn't doing my homework.
My mom does that as well. So, basically, whenever progress reports and report cards come out, I have to go a couple weeks without my stuff.
Right. That was a scary time when the teachers at school would be like, hey, it's report card time. Take these home to your parents.
I'm just like, let me tuck that at the bottom of my backpack and delay this interaction.
Right. No, Mom, I didn't receive anything from my teacher. I don't know what you're talking about.
Nope.
And then just when you get...
I think, like, the scariest, like, moment in my life when, like, the Jaws theme started playing in my head was like, my mother's in the shower when I walk in after coming home from school. And she asked me if I've been doing my homework, and obviously not wanting to die. I'm like, yeah, Mom, obviously. Why do you ask? It's like, oh, because I got a call from your English teacher.
Uh-oh.
And then brain. And then my brain.
That's it. That sounds bad enough to where you start the story with, my mom was in the shower.
That was not a pleasant interaction.
No, I bet it was not. But that was kind of going off the rails when we started with Fortnite. But yeah, I guess it's
Fortnite.
Big problem.
Fortnite, it's not a problem. It's your fault, not the game's fault.
Right. I've even seen some parents fucking putting together a petition to get Fortnite banned or some shit like that.
Anti-Fortnite.
I mean, for Christ's sake, it's a video game, for God's sake. But that is all the news that we have for this week. I know we're planning on this podcast to be a weekly thing. At least that's our goal for now. So now that we are done with the news, let's go ahead and go on to the next segment. And we will be back. And welcome back to our next segment. Figured we'd, until we iron out the details of this podcast, figuring out what segments we want to do and what order, I figured we'd talk real quick about what games we played this last week. So, Pegasus, what have you been up to in the video game world lately?
Let's see. It's been kind of light. I'm kind of like, I usually go through like phases where either I watch Netflix all the time or I play video games all the time, and I'm kind of on the Netflix mode right now.
I get you.
But one game I did like start playing this week and I'm like serious about beating for the first time is Mario 64.
On the 64 or some kind of emulator?
No, yeah, on my RetroPie, which is like a little TV emulation machine.
Oh, cool. You've never beaten Mario 64?
No, because I've never had a console on which to play it where I could play it correctly, because I can't play Mario 64 with touchscreen Android emulation. It's just not happening.
You poor child. You do not know the Nintendo 64.
I have a Nintendo 64. I just can't afford to get any of the good games for it because they all cost a lot of money.
That they do. So what part are you in right now? How deep are you in?
I only have 9 stars so far. I did some of the first level, Bubba on Battlefield. I did some Thwomp, the Thwomp level, and I did some of the Ice level.
Oh, okay.
Ice level with the Mama Penguin.
Do not throw that poor baby over the edge.
Well, what's funny is, like, I got so close. Like, I know the shortcut to the Penguin Mama that you can take, but, like, I kept messing up because I didn't remember exactly where it was, and on one of my tries, I got so close. It was, like, it wasn't the way I intended to do it, but, like, I found where the Mama Penguin was. I made a jump, and it looked like I was going to make it, but right before I made it, I accidentally dropped the penguin.
Aww.
So I made it to Mama Penguin, but I did not bring the penguin with me, so I had to restart.
Poor penguin. But any other games you played this week?
I played a little bit of Dragon Ball Raging Blast 2.
Oh, that's pretty good.
And just today, I picked back up on my really old tablet. I have a PSP emulator, and I picked up Dragon Ball Shin Budokai Another Road for the first time in a while.
Good on you, man.
Another Road. I want to get a PSP and a real copy of Another Road to get rid of all the emulation glitches and slows, because it's such a good game.
You know, To be honest, I don't think I played that one.
It's so good. It's like it's got a new story.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about Majin Buu emerging in future Trunks' timeline and him enlisting the help of the main timeline Goku and friends to stop him.
And oh, wow. I will certainly look into it. But as far as myself for this last week, I haven't really played much. I've been, playing Pokemon Go. I've been playing that new Jurassic World Alive game. It's essentially Pokemon Go ripoff, but with dinosaurs.
Oh, if we're talking about mobile games, I've also played this pizza making mobile game I found for my YouTube channel called Good Pizza, Great Pizza, and I'm kind of obsessed with it.
I'm not gonna lie, just by the name alone, I'm kind of intrigued.
Also, I fully forgot that I went to my friend Jason's house and played a bunch of games. I played Smash Brothers Brawl, I played Mario Kart 8, I played Mario Party 2. We just played video games together the whole time. It was pretty fun.
Hell yeah, dude. But yeah, besides mobile, I've actually been playing an old game on my PS3 called Infamous. If you've ever...
Never seen it.
Well, it is a game you play as a guy named Cole, and he is what's called a conduit. He's essentially a guy with special powers, and he has control over electricity.
I think of the Red Ranger from Power Rangers Wild Force, so I don't know anything about Infamous.
Well, yeah, it's essentially you're following the actions of a man named Cole McGrath, if I'm pronouncing his last name right. But anyway, he has powers over electricity, and you know you can do a lot of stuff, unlock more attacks and stuff like that, and you essentially go through the game figuring out how you ended up with these powers, and you stop, you know, essentially the main bad guy, but I'm not gonna spoil it. But what I like about Infamous, honestly, is the whole karma's been a mechanic of the game. If every action you do has either a good or a bad karma effect, and depending overall how you play, you get certain abilities that are only to, you know, the good karma. The more you pile up, the more good karma powers you can get versus the evil side, to where if you do evil actions...
When you talk about karma, very brief tied tangent, this is what it makes me think about. You ever seen the sitcom My Name is Earl?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what the word karma makes me think about, because I was like obsessed with that show for the longest time.
Yeah. I can definitely see that.
I still am to a degree, but I can't watch it much anymore because they took it off Netflix.
Evil bastards.
I know.
But anyway,
I watched it all the way through twice. Okay, go ahead.
It's all good, dude. But yeah, every action has a consequence. You can go through the game being a good person, and you get special powers that are exclusive, you know, to... You're good. You're good, Karma.
All the bad things I've ever done. Okay, go ahead.
And then, obviously, if you do bad shit, you get responded by the community more negatively, and then you get powers that are exclusive to the negative karma. But overall, Infamous is one of my favorite games on PlayStation. What are the games that I played this week?
I have a PlayStation 3, but like half of my game library is Dragon Ball Z.
There is nothing wrong with that. I love Dragon Ball Z. And since we're talking about Dragon Ball Z again, I cannot wait for the Dragon Ball Super movie coming out in January.
I'm very intrigued by the Dragon Ball Super movie. And I recently started watching Dragon Ball Super because I wanted to wait until the dub got... I said I'd start watching once the dub got past the Zamasu arc, and it recently did, so I started watching.
The big thing that I'm taking out of everything with Super lately is that Broly is now official canon.
Well, it's going to be a different Broly, according to Toriyama. Okay, anyway, this is not an anime podcast. Anyway, back to Dragon Ball Z video games, I wanted to say that I have Dragon Ball Z. I have Budokai HD Collection. I have Dragon Ball Xenoverse, and I have Raging Blast 2, and I have Battle of Z.
Battle of Z was decent. I mean, I play Xenoverse 2 on my Switch, and that's pretty fun.
I say I didn't like Xenoverse that much. It's kind of interesting. I've never tried Xenoverse 2, though, and it seems like it improved.
It has certainly improved over the first one. I will state that much.
And the Budokai HD collection has got me in the situation where I want to like Budokai 3, but I can't because I can't understand how to play it.
Right. Trying to think what else I have played this week. You know, honestly, not much is coming to mind.
And we probably went over most.
Right. So, I guess we will go ahead and take a small break, and we will come back at you with the topic, and we will be back. And welcome back again to our final segment topic, where we'll generally pick, you know, like a topic for the episode that for the segment we'll go ahead and just talk about for the rest of the episode. And granted, with this being the very first episode, I figured, you know, we should take time to talk about ourselves as far as video game wise, you know, where we started, you know, what games that you would kind of contribute to what kind of a gamer you are today, sort of thing. Kind of like a get to know us.
You figured this was your idea. Yep.
Okay, I let me take that back. We figured. Anyway, so where did you tell us about yourself, Peg? Where did you start with gaming and all that fun jazz?
It all started when I was born. Anyway, I was kidding. When I was like 5-ish, I saw a commercial. This is like kind of my embarrassing story of how I got into video games. So, you still there? Did my Discord break? Okay.
No, didn't break. I'm listening. I'm being polite and I'm not interrupting.
There was just like, I'm used to like background noise, but you don't have it, so I have to make sure you're there once in a while. So I was really into the Alvin and the Chipmunks movie, the reboot movie that they did, like, back, way back. So, I see a commercial for a video game based on it, and I think it's super cool, and I see it's out on the PS2. So I ask for I want a PS2, so I ask for it for Christmas, a PS2 and Alvin and the Chipmunks, and that's what I get. PS2 and Alvin and the Chipmunks with the PS2, my first game that I ever played and owned. And I also got an assortment of PS1 games, which were, there were actually some pretty big gems in there, but I remember not playing them that much because I was too obsessed with Alvin and the Chipmunks, and eventually my child self lost them. I had Mega Man Legends was among them, and I super wish I still had it.
Hell yeah, dude.
She like bought a bunch of PS1 games at the yard sale to go along with Alvin and the Chipmunks, so I just didn't have one game.
Right. So what would you say would be like your top three picks for your video games? Like if you had to choose like a top three.
My top three favorite video games of all time?
Sure, why not?
God, you're throwing me into a real spot right off the cuff. Let's see. I'm going to have to remember this because I'm going to make a top 10 list for my YouTube channel. I'll have to make sure this is consistent. Number 3, I'd say, is probably... You know, I'll give number 3 to Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
Okay.
It's my favorite Smash game, and Smash is like one of my favorite series. So yeah, I think it's deserving of the number 3 spot. in my top three. Number two. It's hard. It's really hard. You know what I'm going to have to give it to? As much as like I haven't played this game like extensively in a long time, it's got a huge special place in my heart, and it's one of, and I've always considered it one of my favorite. Probably Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Explorers of Sky.
Oh, that was a good one.
Which is probably, weirdly, my favorite Pokemon game of all time.
I say Mystery Dungeon games are really fun. I enjoy them.
As much as I'm a hardcore fan of the main series RPGs, I'd say the Mystery Dungeon series has so much unique about it, and the Explorers of Sky, the Explorer story was so good that I think it's deserving of number two. And my number one favorite game of all time, this is very, very, very difficult. You do not know how hard this is for me to cement a favorite video game of all time. I need like a minute to like consider my brain.
Well, I'll go ahead and take over then. My with me, my very first video game that I have early memory that I have recollection of, I remember sitting at the kitchen table at the time, holding my Game Boy, and my mom bringing me Pokemon Red. That was the very first game that I ever played. And that...
Oh, really?
Yeah, Pokemon Red.
You're
was
lucky.
My very
you got a
first
real
video
old
game.
You got a real classic that is loved by all. I got Alvin and the Chipmunks for the PS2.
And you know what? I am proud to say, to this day, I still have that exact Game Boy Color with that same cartridge.
I was an irresponsible child. Oh my god, I've lost so many games throughout the years that I wish I could take back.
I know the feeling. But yeah, Pokemon Red for me was essentially what kickstarted video games for me. You guys will probably learn with more episodes coming out, I am a huge diehard fan for Pokemon. I played in the very, very beginning since it came out, you know, globally.
Real quick side catch, and I think I need to tell the story of how I stole of how I stole Pokemon Silver. So, hold on. It wasn't that nefarious. So I was but a young boy. My mother used to work out at a gym. And they had like a little kids room that you could leave your kids in while you went to work out.
Like, oh, I can see where this is going.
That daycare had like a bin full of Game Boy games. And like one of the games, Pokemon Silver, there was also Game Boys, but I had my own Game Boy, so I was using my own Game Boy. I played Pokemon Silver, and like I think the story was that like I didn't intend to steal it, but my mother was like really in a rush to leave, so I left. So I like ran out with it in my Game Boy, and like I don't think I went back for a long time after that point. And by the time I did go back, I didn't want to give up my Pokemon Silver. So I didn't. That was actually the game on which I got my first shiny.
And what was that?
I got a shiny Mareep. What a good flash slave. What a good flash slave that shiny Mareep was.
But yeah, essentially, Pokemon Red was my very first game, and that took off for me. I played every Pokemon game. Since then, I've branched out and played a lot more games. And if I had to come up with a top three, I would have to say Smash Bros. 4, specifically the 3DS version, would be my number three. I enjoyed
playing that. That's a very unpopular opinion.
Well, it's my opinion.
I know, but like I'm saying, a lot of people prefer the Wii U version.
Yeah, fair enough. I had a Wii U for a brief amount of time, but... Yep, that is my number three. And number two would have to be Infamous. Like I talked about before, it is my favorite game off of the PlayStation's family of systems. And my number one is going to go to Pokemon Red, since that was my very first video game that I owned. And that's the game I grew up with. To me, it's crazy to think
I have my number one, and this is going to surprise people. And I'm even surprising myself, but I'm kind of basing it on, like, the game that I think I've, like, came back to the most, the game that I think has, like, the most fulfilling content and some things to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm really, I don't know how long this opinion is going to stick, because my opinions change a lot, but for now, I think I'm going to say my number one is Grand Theft Auto V.
Oh, there you go. That game was... That was very successful.
It just has so much content. The missions are fun. There's a lot of side stuff and fun things to do. I think I'm obsessed with. I'm way too obsessed with GTA darts, both in 5 and 4.
I don't know why. When I had my copy of GTA 5,
love playing darts in Grand Theft Auto.
Since you played it, have you ever gotten to the point where in video games you got so bored in GTA you followed the traffic signals?
Oh, God, no. I'm way too impatient for that.
Oh, man. But that about covers it for me. Do you have anything else you wanted to add?
Well, I thought we were going to go, like, into an extensive history, and I was about to, like, continue to describe myself, and then you were like, top three favorite games, go.
Well, by the way, if you want to keep rambling, I did, however, lose track on how long this episode is.
Has it been longer than an hour already? Or
that I don't know. Just to give you guys a heads up, we're planning on keeping the episodes around an hour-ish. Maybe a little more, a little less.
I think before we start every episode, we should set a timer for like 52 minutes. And then once that's up, we should know that like we should wrap it up.
Right. So again, you guys, this is the very first episode that we're recording. Obviously, we're not going to be 100% as far as quality-wise goes. So if you could just stick with us over time, we'll certainly get better.
Real quick, briefly get into, like, my history from then to now. Mm-hmm. But after I got my PS2, I got my DS. I don't really remember details on how and why. Oh, yes, I do! So, hold on. This repressed memory just shot into my head. So, when I was a kid, and this kept going until, like, a year after my grandpa died, like, which was, like, he died in, like, 2013, so I think summer of 2013 was the last year we did this, but every summer I went up to Maine and lived on a campground with my grandparents for a couple months. Mm-hmm. During the summer, and in the airport one year, my grandmother, to like keep me occupied, had bought me a Game Boy Advanced. Had a couple games on the Game Boy Advanced. I played it, and then one night, little Riley decided to forget about his Game Boy and leave it outside, and that night it happened to rain. So,
I'm so sorry for your loss.
My Game Boy Advance broke, and we took it to the Radio Shack, and we like we were gonna return it and get me a new Game Boy Advance, but they said for like $50 extra, you'd get a DS instead. And my grandmother allowed that, and she said, "We'll get you the DS. Go pick a DS game." And the game I picked was Pokemon Pearl.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't have a Pokemon game for the Game Boy Advance. I just had, like, what were the games I had at first? I think it was just, like, Dragon Ball Z Legacy of Goku 2, and then a bunch of...
Oh, I love that.
A couple other weird ones. I think... Was Lizzie McGuire? No, I know how I got Lizzie McGuire. It wasn't one of the first ones. Had a game based on the Disney Channel show Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that.
To be honest, it was kind of like a fun little mini-game compilation. I played it for, like, I actually played it for a long time. You don't even know how long I had this game. I think it survived me not having any way to play a Game Boy Advance game for years, just, like, sitting in the back of my room. And then, like, a couple years back, when I got a new Game Boy Advance SP, I played it again.
Absolutely. But yeah, anything else you wanted to add, Senor?
Yes, I was going to continue into one more story after I got my DS. I think this was at least a year or two later. Mm-hmm. I was opening up all my presents. It was Christmas Eve, and how we did our present giving was like, you'd get presents from all your I'd get presents from all my family members on Christmas Eve night, and then there'd be more presents from Santa on Christmas morning.
Mm-hmm.
So Christmas Eve, I opened some presents from my parents, my grandparents, my aunt, whatever. I kept getting a bunch of Wii games. I'm sure you know where this is going instantly.
And I kind of do. Like,
I don't have a Wii, guys. Why am I getting so many Wii games? I was so confused. I don't think I was necessarily upset. I was just kind of like confused.
Right.
And then like at the end of the night, they like revealed the Wii under my grandmother's bed. And that was like my big present. I got a Wii. And God, I had that Wii for so long. I sold it like a little less than a year ago. And I had it from when I was like 8 to like last year.
Wow. But say I have a Wii now. It's not plugged in at the moment.
I mean, it still lives on because it was the Wii I did the data transfer with for my Wii U. So the data of that Wii still exists within my Wii U.
It's on your Wii U.
Yeah.
All right. I know my Wii that I have now is my second one. Unfortunately, I was trying to tinker around with some mods for my first Wii.
And it broke?
Yeah, it bricked. I fucked up.
Ugh. I always wanted to mod my Wiis. I could have, like, if I had bought an SD card, especially because I had two tries, because I had two Wiis.
You know, I mainly did it, to be honest, for Project M for Brawl.
You don't even need to mod your Wii to get Project M. There's a way to get it when your Wii is unmodded.
Well, at the time, I did not know. At the time.
I'm not flacking you. I'm just telling you.
All right. But, unless if you have any other tidbits you wanted to add.
I was going to tell the story of how I got my second Wii real quick, since we were on the subject.
Go for it. I think this might have to be our last one. At least for now.
Yeah, probably. So anyway, my second Wii. How I got that, I don't remember like the full details of when we bought it, but I know why we bought it, because like my grandmother wanted to like have a Wii in the house, her house, partly for me, partly so she could get into like Wii Sports or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But she really never did, so I ended up taking that Wii home with me like years later, and it ended up becoming my Wii. And I sold it along with my first Wii last year.
Damn.
That's how I got my Nintendo 64. I collected like a bunch of games I didn't want, consoles I didn't want, including my very first one. My PS2 was part of that lot, which I kind of really regret, especially since I haven't used that N64 a whole lot because the controller I got with it is broken. And I don't have any good games.
I was about to say, why don't you take the controller back and get a new one?
God, I should have, but that was like, I didn't realize the triggers were broken until like months later because like, my brain did not consider this. I was just trying to play GoldenEye 007 and I couldn't figure out how to aim. Nothing was working. And ooh. I figured out you aim with the triggers and I tried the triggers. So that's when I realized that the triggers were broken.
You poor soul.
Yep, so now that N64, I hope I still have all the components, because I don't know. I hope I still have all the cables I need, so that if I just go get a new controller, I can pick it back up.
Well, I mean, even if you don't, you can always go to those, you know, like, the private video game stores, and you can get those component stuff that you need for pretty cheap.
Yeah, I think I might not know where the power and AV cables are. I'll see if I can find them.
Right.
But yeah, anyway. Yeah, what I sold in that lot was kind of, like, regretful. I regret some of the stuff I sold. Both of my Wiis, which I regret because I could probably get my friend to mod them because I know a friend who can now.
Right.
And my PS2, which I regret because it was my first ever console, so I should have kept it. and a couple of games I didn't want, which I don't think I regret any of them besides maybe Dragon Ball Z Ultimate Tenkaichi.
Okay.
Okay, so that's it. We can end off now. I'm sure we're over time.
Oh, we probably are, but like we said before, this is the first ever episode of our podcast. If you guys have any suggestions on how we can improve, by all means, please get a hold of us either through our Discord, which we will drop the invite link down below, or you can email the podcast directly at ppandfpodcast@gmail.com. You know, feel free to message us with, you know, comments, concerns, yeah, hell, even topics for other episodes, and maybe we can bring some of you guys on.
Cameron Johns, I swear to God, if you suggest booting me from the podcast.
But quality is definitely important to us, so obviously give us some time to improve as far as audio quality wise. We'll certainly edit some of the rough stuff out, but you can definitely tell that we are new. But any last comments, Sir Pegasus?
I mean, not really.
Okay, well, where can our wonderful listeners find you at?
Is this the part where I start plugging myself?
Yeah, go ahead. Plug yourself away, sir.
Plug all the cool things that I do and cool places I can be found.
Yeah, by all means.
Okay, so you can find me on Twitter at PegasusTheGame1. I do YouTube content Brain, make words come out. Thank you. My YouTube channel is PegasusTheGamer. I'm on another podcast called An RCS We Trust, which Gingy also guest starred on recently. So check that out wherever podcasts can. And I have other stuff in the works, so we'll see what happens in the future.
All right, and you can find me in our community Discord, which again, we will go ahead and drop the link down below. By all means, if you have Discord, please join us. We can talk to me and Peg directly, and hopefully, ideally, that we can build a nice little community. You can also find me on Twitter at Raging Gingy. Unless if you have any last minute things to say, Pegasus.
Gingy.
Yes, sir.
That was just me doing a Shrek impression to make the joke about your name.
Well, if you have any other smart-ass little last comments.
No, I think I'm all smart-assed out for the night.
Alright, well, we thank you guys very much for sticking along with us for the very first episode. Like I said before, we're planning on going to a routine every week, ideally. So this has been our very first episode of Pixels, Polygons, and Fun. I am your host, Raging Gingy.
I'm Pegasus.
And we will see you guys next time.